The new group is called Bristol Bay United, and it will be led by three men who have become outspoken critics of the Pebble Mine project. Jason Matrokin is the CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation.
Bristol Bay United was really formed with the inclusion of voices from the Alaska Native community, in this case BBNC, as well as commercial fishing groups and sport fishing groups. So the coalition of interests and opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine is really focused on getting appropriate actions and decisions out of Washington, D.C.
The other members of the leadership team for Bristol Bay United include Tim Bristol and Bob Waldrop. Bristol is the Alaska State Director for Trout Unlimited, and Waldrop is the Executive Director of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents all of the commercial drift net fishermen who fish in Bristol Bay's massive sockeye salmon fishery. Bristol says one of the goals of the new organization is to counteract the lobbying done on behalf of organizations supporting development of the Pebble Mine.
When we were going through the last round of comments on the watershed assessment, we saw a lot of activity coming from an organization called Resourceful Earth, which was partly bankrolled by the Koch brothers. A lot of this AstroTurf, so to speak, activity coming clearly funded by the Pebble Partnership and other friends of developing Pebble. We saw a ton of lobbying activity in Washington, D.C. from some real heavy hitters from K Street. So we thought what we needed to do is just bring a little more horsepower to our effort.
The effort to develop the Pebble Mine took a hit recently with the news that Anglo American was withdrawing its technical and financial support for the project. That leaves the project solely in the hands of Northern Dynasty Minerals. The company confirms that it's trying to find another partner for the project, and that's concerning to Trout Unlimited's Tim Bristol.
As long as that area is open for mineral exploration and you have a resource like the Pebble Prospect, there's going to be a level of interest. And you couple that with a state regulatory climate that is very, very hospitable to development. I think we need to keep focused. We need to keep educating people about the potential negative risks of mining there and just keep moving forward. So, yeah, I think there's still a pretty serious risk. There's a very serious risk of irresponsible development in the headwaters of Bristol Bay.
The Pebble deposit is thought to be one of the largest gold and copper deposits in North America, but it sits in or near the headwaters of the Nooshigak and Quijack River watersheds, which are two of the most productive salmon-producing watersheds on Earth. BBNC's Jason Matrokin confirms that Bristol Bay United has been formed as a 501c3 organization.
The 501c3, which is Bristol Bay United, can advocate for the interests of the members and the potential funders. We expect that funds will come in to support the campaign from organizations, foundations, private citizens, both here in Alaska as well as outside in the lower 48.
The Bristol Bay United group is not wasting any time in getting started. The group has an ad campaign scheduled to start Thursday.
There's no place like it on Earth.
My job and thousands of other jobs depend on salmon running in Bristol Bay.
Pebble Mine would put all of that at risk.
The science on this is clear. There's never been a mine built like this anywhere in the world that has proven itself safe.
Even a small leak could wipe out 10,000 Alaskan jobs.
Look, I'm not against mining. I'm against this mine. The risks are just too darn high.
Bristol Bay United has put up a website at bristolbayunited.com, and Matrokin anticipates the leadership of the group will take their message directly to lawmakers in Washington, D.C. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.